Ikra Moshe, yeah? Second stickle. Ikra Moshe. Ksiv, Yishaya Novi, Shaitin Yishaya Novi, a Pusik. Ho Yuterem, Yikrui Vaniyene, Oidem Medabrim Vaniyeshmu. Read Yishaya Novi gesagt, before they're going to call out me, I'm going to answer them already. Oidem Medabrim, even while they're speaking, Vaniyeshmu, I'm already going to hear what they say. Yeah, the positive we say by Antanasim, we say it in Shvanesim Antanasim. Trek to me, Shaloyach, Miachash, Hashem, Mizbor, Choyne, Ma Inni, Noid, Lubakish, Lodab, Lubakish. The Ebish is Oine even before you daven, Terem, Crow, what you have to daven for. Once you have already, once the Ebish is Oine, the Ebish already answered you. What's the Shailah? Well, you have to daven. Ma in no daven l'vakish. Uta meh shloich azoi ach ki kriyem haine tshuke v'tzipui. The meaning of kriyem, of calling out, to be koyre l'Hashem, the meaning of a tshuke. To have a yishtoikikis, a tzipui, a mitzape. You want to daven to the Rebbein Shalom. You want to be... A person wants his karvus Hashem. Want to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an ene lirusis malkeinu. Hu amroi. Terem yikrov ani ene. Haini terem shiyove b'leiv amiyachal Hashem. Shum cheshuk didovo. Even before there's a cheshik in the person's heart, the leiv amiyachal Hashem, and the leiv in the hearts from the person that's miyachal, that he's miyachal to the Ebishter, even before the cheshi comes into the person, oz oino isi Hashem yizborach, the Ebishter already answers it. What does that mean? Hu shemevar miliboy kol chemdois v'chol minei chashkois shumdo v'shaborilo. The Ebishter is already mevar miliboy all different chemdois, all taivis, and chukois for nyonim of Adam Hazar, the Ebishter is Mesalik, the Abish takes it away from him. Then a person, the space in a person's lave, in a person's heart, is able to be Mekave and Mitzapa to the Tzayn Hashem Yizborach. Yachkach, Yuchel, Mekabel, Bliboy, Shuke, Vikivoy, Bilti, Lashem, Levadoy, Vaoz, Oidehim, Medabrim, Vani Yeshmo. Now, Moedig Gezach, he says, it's also Masber, while he's being Masber, he's also Masber, what's the two halakim of the Pasuk? Hoy Yeterem Yikro Van Yene, Hoy Yedehim Medabrim Van Yeshmer. Mesh Loi Chazoy. It's a Gevaldik Yisoyed in Tvila, the Mesh Loi says over here. He says, in order for a person to have space in the person's lave, have mokum in the lave, that should have a tuke, a stoikikis, of bilti lashem levadoi. He wants to be mistoikik to the Eibishter, only to the Rebbein Shloilo. He only wants Ratzon Hashem. He only wants what the Eibishter wants. How's the shaykh? A person, kishalatzmoi, won't be able to do it. The Eibishter is mesayeya abadoi. Eibishter helps him out, and Eibishter takes away from his heart. Eibishter is mesalik. He helps him rip himself away from all the chemdos v'tayves and amhazeh. And that's alidei zeh. He's able to have room, beliboy, that he could fill it up. Bilti l'Hashem levado. He could fill it up with the shtoikikis for the Rebbein Shloilo. Terem Yikrov on the end, the first part, Terem Yikrov on the end, before the Koyre, before Yikrov means, there's anything from Kriya, there's anything from Yishtoikikis, from the Tzipui, to be Mitzape, right? Terem Yikrov, before a Yid is able to have a proper Yishtoikikis to the Rebbein Shloilom, but on the end, the Eibishta has to be Oyne, the Eibishta has to do his part first. The Eibishta has to help to make room, to be Mesalik, from within himself, all these Chemdois, the Tavis of Oilam Hazeh. Validei Zeh, you can have Yikro, you could have the koyach to be mishtoikik, to daven to the Rebbein Shel Olam. Then, oydehem medabrim, tani yeshmo. Then, once you have the tshuke, the leiva odom, of bilti l'Hashem devadoi, oydehem medabrim, tani yeshmo, then the Ebishter says, then once you start davening, the Ebishter listens. Tanei shloach and pasha shmois, chedik beis, he says it's a famous yisoid that he says bekama mekaymus in the svarim. One place that I remember is over there in the parashat Shmos in Chedik Sheni. He says when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, state that the das and Yidden was in Golus. The das was in Golus and the dibur was in Golus. What does it mean that Dibur was in Golus? It means that the Yidden had no Hishtoikikis to daven to the Eibishter B'chlal. That's what he says. The Yidden didn't want to even turn to the Ribono Shel Olam. They had no drive. They had no Hishtoikikis to turn to the Ribono Shel Olam. What happened? This man from the Yeshua came. Time came to take out the Yidden from Mitzrayim. But the Yidden aren't davening. The Yidden aren't even turning towards the Ribono Shel Olam. The Eibishter says, the Eibishter had to place within the Yidden a Yishtoikikis to the Ribono Shel Olam, and then they began to daven. And then once they daven, the Eibishter listened to them. Right? It's going to come as Brisoi. It's possible. They began to shout. They began to scream. What happened all of a sudden? They began to scream. The Eibishter opened their eyes. The Eibishter put his shtoikikis within them. They should dive into the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Chayre, what he means, based on what he says in this shtickle over here, is that the Yidden were so involved, they were so shakua, in Taivas of Olam Hazim, Mitzrayim. Like the Meshulach says in the Mokam Achi, he says, that when the state of Chazal ain't Eved Yochel of Reichem in Mitzrayim, that Eved couldn't run away from Mitzrayim, doesn't mean what he, he's Mechadish, doesn't mean that he physically wasn't able to run away. It means that he was so connected, so Shakua, so Arangiton and Chemdis and Tavis of Ervas Oret, which Mitzrayim was the Spitz for the Olam Hazeh, that they didn't want to run away. It was better to be in Eved Mitzrayim than to be somewhere else, because you have access to all the chemdus and types of an amazah. The Yidden were in that matzah. And the Eibishter saw that the Yidden are not even turning to him, because the social kua and nairishkeiten, the types of an amazah, that they have no room in their hearts to be mishtoikik to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's a matzah that it blocks a Yid from being mishtoikik to the Eibishter, because he has no room. He's so arangiton and all these narishkeiten that he has in this world, and Olam Hazeh, the Gezachim, and he doesn't have, there's no room left for him for mishtoikik, for Dvarim Shevikdusha. The Eibishter has to give a siyua in Mitzrayim. The Eibishter has to give a siyua. The Eibishter has to pull him away a little bit from all these, all from the chemdus Olam Hazeh. They shouldn't be so connected, to give, make a little bit room. Once you have a little bit space within, you have a little bit mokum over there that you can play. You can stop around, built in Hashem Levadoi. You can stop around. You can push in a little bit. So then you have what to grab onto, and you can start diving to Hashem. And this is Yisoid by Tzvila every single time. Like says, there's a chesidah by Yishoyim. Yishoyim Shoachas Koydim at Tzvila. The inu was bechlal to have a shayches to davening. You're going to be, you want to turn to the Ribono Shel Olam, and the Vilz Hazol Zich Davenin, you need Hashem, Tzifasai Tiftach, and then if he Yagati Lasech, the Eibishter has to open your lips. What does it mean the Eibishter has to open your lips? It means that the Eibishter has to give in, has to make room within your heart to be able to daven. So the Yid, on his own account, sometimes they're so Arangiton, they're so Nochish Lept, he's so Nimshach, and he has no drive, he has no shtoikikis to the Ribono Shel Olam. Maybe he has deep down, but it's so buried under so much schmutz and narishkeiten that he could say the words because he knows he has to say it. That's about it. words, there's no shtoikikis, there's no chibur. So the Eibishter. The Eibishter helps out. Hashem Sefasai Tiftoch. Then the mouth starts davening. That's a beginning of the of Doivois. For Zich life by itself, on its own account, he begins to daven to the Eibishter. This is a Yisoid of Tefillah. But the ending of Achone, the Tefillah that Chassidim was so makbaran, Chassidim of Yishoinim, later on, the Chassidim of Tamidah of Hashem Tev, they were makbaran Achone, to prepare yourself for davening. The ending of Achone was, put yourself in a matzv as a zolzach davening. There should be room. Believe boys, you do have them shizche, and them chede, they put a strong emphasis on Achone for Tefillah, Achone for davening. After they cast those Yidua that could have been Chassidim, Al Yoinim, Chassidim, Yoiz Chassidim that could raise for hours and hours preparing for davening, even though davening itself didn't take that long. But Achonah, to prepare yourself, to put themselves in the right matzev, the right situation of davening, it took a long time sometimes. Why? Because a person has to chep his chavek, has to pull himself away from all the time of the mazah, that he needs the siyua from the Baruch Shalom to pull himself into so much schmutz in there, you have to pull yourself away. To be able to put in a little bit buldi l'Hashem levadi, to be able to put in a bissel aloch for the Eibishter. M'shteitach piskali Pesach, chudesh al-machar, v'ani eftach l'chem Pesach, ki piskha shel ulam, sh'afudu ha-golo is, ha-kroini is, oivro is, boy. The Eibishter asks of the Yid, open up even a Pesach shal-machar. I'll open up for you a piskha shel ulam. Chiddush Pshischa was that even the Pesach Shalom Achat was also b'siyua for the Eibishter. But the Kotzke Rebbe is like zogin that the Pesach Shalom Achat is what's the Pesach Shalom Achat? Why dafka Pesach Shalom Achat? Why can it be like a small point? Pesach Shalom Achat, the word of a Pesach Shalom Achat of a needle is that it's a through, it's a hole that goes through and through. The Yiddish zog this guy doch and doch that even though it's only a Pesach Shalom Achat, only a small little hole. But the hole goes through and through. It has to be with a emistikide, with a tmimis of bilti l'Hashem levadoi. So even if it's a tiny, tiny little hole, and that hole also comes with siyuah from the Eibishter v'shteita me'er shaloyach, then you have the siyata d'shmai that you can begin to open up a pischa shel ulam, shafu la'golos, ekroinios, oivres boy, big wagon loads of shefa could pass through. That's the gevaldik b'yisoid. The Penduch of Alexander used to say that that he is the Gevaldik Yisoid over here. You see the Yisoid that Agama Yid wants to daven today, is davening today, right? It's a daven zechnisht. What's the pshat? The pshat sometimes why doesn't it's a daven zechnisht? Because the person is so shakua, there's so much narishkeit within. He's so nimshach achatayvus v'chem deshelem hazeh. There's no room in his heart left for bilti l'Hashem levadai. There's no room left over there. So the avoid is not dafkin chedik achitzoini. The avoid is the chedik apnim. What's underlying is not. There's no room in your heart for other things anymore because you're full with olam hazdik gezach and there's no room for bilti l'Hashem levada. So a person has to sometimes delve deeper than what seems to be the issue, and over there he has to be mesalik. The Eibishter helps him. The Eibishter is mesalik. He shouldn't be so nimshach. There should be a little bit of room over there. So bilti l'Hashem levadoi, and then he's able to daven. So sometimes the avoid is not even in the chedek atfila. The avoid is in the step before, like we said, in the avoid of Achonah. was looked under them, what lies under. Penuch of Alexander used to say that the strat in the pasuk, Tachas Hashem levadoi, Tachas Hashem lekecho, the simcha v'tuv leivov, the yid, that the klolos over there come on a yid, because he wasn't over Hashem, simcha v'tuv leivov. Penuch of Alexander used to ask, okay, so if he does not ovid besimcha, he gets all these punishments. So he said the same nekud over here. He says, doesn't say that the person didn't daven, wasn't ovid Hashem. He wasn't ovid Hashem besimcha. He didn't do it besimcha. Besimcha is not an aveir. So what's the problem? He said that the word tachas doesn't mean because, but it means underneath. What lies underneath the fact that he's not ovid Hashem besimcha? He said, naturally, a Yiddish in the Shoma is supposed to be Ovid Hashem B'Simcha. Naturally, Yiddish and Neshama is supposed to be Ovid Hashem B'Simcha. Because that's the natilah chazach, that's the nature of a Neshama. It's a chedek alikami mal. You want to be Ovid Hashem B'Simcha. So why isn't your Ovid Hashem B'Simcha? Why do you have a shtekikis to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why aren't you Nimshach Achar? Achar Tzoni is Barach. He says, because there's something lying underneath. There's an underlying situation over there that's stopping your neshama from being mishtoikik to the Eibishter. And that's the problem with the Eibishter. Not the fact that you weren't Eibishter Hashem Simcha, but what caused you not to have the Simcha, the natural Simcha. Tachas Hashem Eibadot Hashem Negecha, what's underneath? He used to say with a marshal, I'll say Bekitzah, it's a long marshal, but Bekitzah, never used to say a marshal of a cheder Rebbe, in a shtetl, that was learning Olive Base with his kids, with the kids over there, and he's faring them. The Olive Base, with the Nekudis, Olive Base, with the Olive Zachas, he asked the kids, one kid after the next, he asked the first kid, what letter do you see in front of you? And he answered, the Zion. And he asked him, what's underneath the Zion? He said, a Pasach. So how do you read the Pasach Zion? Zah. Came to one of the kids over there, and he asked him, what letter do you see in front of you? So he said, the hay. What's underneath the hay? So he didn't say, Retnisht, doesn't want to say what's underneath the hay. So he asked him, the next letter, what's the next letter over there? He said, Gimel. What's underneath the Gimel? So he asked, Gimel, comets, out, fine. So right, he turned to him, and he asked him, what's underneath the hay? He doesn't answer. So he gave him a patch. Once upon a time, I don't know if the Rebbe remembers how it used to go once upon a time. We got lazy, how's it work today? Today is different.
Not a patch.
What?
Not a patch.
Not a patch, okay, not a patch. Okay, don't say so loud, the Rebbe might not listen to you over here. I could put him with the gave my patch. Finally, the kid said, he said, as a tat lost in their zugen, his father doesn't let him say what's on the, what doesn't let him say. It got even weirder. What do you mean he doesn't let you say? What is that supposed to mean? So he met his father a few days later. He asked him, what's going on? The kid said, you don't let him say. What's the? So he said, I'll tell you the story. The story is not partial. He said, his goyish neighbor had a few goats over there, and one of the goats he decided to steal one of the goats. The problem with the goat is that it's very hard to hide a goat. See, a goat makes a lot of noise. So he hid it under the hay in his field. But the problem was that the little kid saw that he hid the goat under the hay, so he was nervous. The kid was a zaytna shtib, the child of the morgen a chayde. Whatever you see at home, the next day in chayde, you say over all the stories. He says, Yankele, if anybody asks you what's under the hay, you don't say a word. Don't say what's under the hay. Then he comes the next day to Cheder, and the Rebbe asks him, what's under the hay? What's he supposed to say? Father told him yesterday not to say what's under the hay. He said that, he gave it as a marshal, what's underneath. He said, Tachas doesn't mean, because Tachas means underneath. That's the Yisoid, the Meir Shloich says that. The Yisoid starts way before the davening. Something belave. And over there you have to be Mesalik, the Chemdois, the Taivas, and Hazeh, in order to be able to put in Chuke and the Kiwi of Bilti Lashem Levadoi, and the Abish is Mesaye Abadoi. The Meshloyach, Vzeh, Hoinian, Hoyakan, Kishanigma, Mishkon, the Mishkon was finished, the Chsiv and the Pazak stable of Yochel Moshe, the Lobby Long Moy, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come to the Moy. Oz Choshev Moshe Vadaitoi, what the Gemaint, Adat, Hoyo, Esek Shalakot, Shabochim, Yisrael, Bidivitoi. Until now, the Eibush, the Shaykh said the Eibush had with the Yidden was with Divrei Torah. He gave them the Torah by Mayim and Asin, and that was the cash that the Eibush had with the Yidden. Also, Yehuah Nivcha, the Kabbalah Torah, the Lamed Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the ganze man d'oma. He was the Mekabel the Torah, and he gave it over to the Yidden. But now, Pasach Hashem Yisbach B'dov HaChodosh, Lasek in Yisrael, which was Avoide. The Eibush began a new cash with the Yidden, which was a cash on Avoide. The Aaron is the Nivcha. Aaron was the chosen one over here. So he felt Aaron is the Mandoma now. Okay? That's not me. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come to Eilam Oid. It's Nigei Avoide. It's only Aaron HaKoin. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a chukit. It bothered him. He wanted it. He wanted to have Shaykh Zeevish to avoid also. But Yoshev Mitzapa, Yishma Dva Hashem, Yishehid Dva Hashem, Nigei Avoide, Vizel Vayikra Moshe Meilam Oid. The Eibush to call to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Oil Moyed. Hayna Achas Lehoylo Yishum Cheshik Yishum Dova Shagam Shmoy Moyed Alze. Moshe Rabbeinu had no Cheshik for anything else, which the name Moshe also shows on that. Kimin Amayim Mishisiu. Umayim Hayinu Cheshik Kimavoyer. Mayim is Zochin from Cheshek, from Taibus Alamazda. And Moshe Rabbeinu was pulled away. He was pulled away from Mayim, means he was pulled away from all the Taibus Alamazda. Moshe Rabbeinu was pulled away from all the Nashkaitin from this world. The Ebishah chose him, and later on also Avoida also. Even though Aaron HaKohen was the man, the Omer that did the Avoida, but the Kriyas, who began everything? Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikra al Moshe, Vayil Moyed. Zehu Terim Yikrov al Yen, Vachakach, Kashitziva, Vekiva Lashem, Shagam Torres HaKabonis Yeduch al Yodoi, Zehu Oide Medabrim al Yeshmo. The Ebishah began with the first part was Terim Yikrov al Yen. The Divine Torah came from Moshe Rabbeinu, which means Moshe Rabbeinu was pulled away, came in a mind, as you see, was pulled away from all the Nashkait of Oynam Hazeh, and the Ebishah gave Divine Torah through it. And then Oide Medabrim and Yeshua means the Indian from Tefillah, which is the Indian of Avodah, that Chedek also was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Sakabonis also was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Aaron HaKohen was the Kohen Gadol, but the Torah Sakabonis was given through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael, because he had a Shtoikikis. And it began with the chedek of Divrei Torah from Terim Mikrom Aniyana. So the Ebishah was mamshich from Oidem Medabrim Aniyashmo, but the chedek of Avoid was also given from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the shtickle over here. The Shus Chema, I just want to learn one shtickle over here. Yois Mustamad Oidem is Oisik in the Yonim of cleaning for the Pesach, especially the Bachrim, Pashtis, yeah, probably helping out at home. And so there's a shtickle over here for the Meir Shaloyach. The end of the Sefer Chedek Aleph. It speaks about all the chumras in the Yidden that the Yidden have on Pesach. The longer stickle, but we'll go through it. Mamish Shnele Eid. Oilam has it.
Where is
the last page of Meir Shaloyach?
Reish Ayin Ches.
Reish Ayin Ches in the nuance. Machme and Noig and Pesach, or Tachshit and Legdusha. Machme and Shabek and Film Chumris, even Chumris that Lchoyde, or Pi Alocha have no Pshat, or the Yiddish Chumr and Pesach, that comes in the Pi Amasoyd and the Mishpoche, is any for Tachshit and Legdusha, any for the Tachshit and Legdusha, which is like a jewelry of the Kedusha. Remez Lazet, Tzavorech, Bacharuzim. Charuzim is Tachshitim. Put Charuzim around your neck, it's any of Tachshit and Kedusha. Also ist der Rebbe Rabbinim gesagt, dass der Mensch leuch ist maß bei Heinu, die Kol Eivrei ha Odo wa Guf, eine Mekabel Shum Tachshit. Schle Yie Shum Shayach Zadov wa Alos Laha Mokoyim. Every Eivrei of the Odo of the person, every part of the person's Guf, has a Tachshit, right? It has a Shayach to that place, right? Oh ja, der Malbush, oder der Chsus, wie kann ich sagen, if it's a clothing, or it's a Tachshit, if you put a earring, you put a watch around your hand, Avlat Salvo Miyuchid, but the thing about the neck is the Kabbal Tachshit Af Medob Shein Leshaychis. You take an expensive thing, you go in Magolius, Bahonim Toybez Vizov, you take diamonds, expensive stones, Vizov, and gold. Af Sheinim Lixus has no, it's not clothing. Below the car, it's not meant for cold. Below the chayim, it's not meant to keep a person, it's not meant for a person's warm. Like toilet betabel tachshit, just hang it up over there. Who inyan shachmira bePesach mach mashat tzava who achli lekabel achilois? That's inyan from chumis of Pesach also. What's the shaychis? The neck to Pesach, mach mashat tzava who achli lekabel achilos. The neck is the symbol of a person where a person mekabel all the food goes through the person's neck, goes through the person's konen, the voice that goes through the person's tzavor, right? So beiska achilos shaych kol chumis shadom mach. When it comes to Achille, over there, all the Indian of Chumr is a person's Machmir has a Pshat. Even if you can't be Masbirt, but when it comes to Achille, is the Indian to be Machmir even more than what the Das is Soivu. Because Achille is what goes into a person's the person with the Meir Shloich state Gabi Matzah, the Shtikul of Matzah Pashas, I think in Pashas the boy, the Inif of Matzah, that it's Inif and Kedusha that comes within the person, that a Chedek from the Mensch Mamish, Achila becomes a Chedek from the Mensch, like they say, in English there's a saying, you are what you eat, right? Whatever a person eats, it becomes part of the person, it becomes Nivula Badomoy, it goes into the person's blood, that's what the person becomes. But over there is Inif to be Machmir, even if they have no pshat. The person has a suffix in a psahechshe. L'choyre d'oylem a'soymech on it, and l'choyre al pi seichel you could be soymech, but a person wants to be machmer has a pshat. Why? Because you have to be careful what goes into your mouth. It's much worse than other things that are outside of a person's guf. But this goes into the person. Especially on Pesach, it's all year round. Especially on Pesach, which the Yom Tov of Pesach is the Yom Tov of Bira b'achilis, mevar d'achilis of a person. A person has it's an Indian from Avoida to even Mavara person's Achilah. That's why all the mitzvahs around Pesach are Achilahs. Chen kol ha-chumash, ha-chmidu b'zeh, af sh'nirim v'choykim, v'mitzvah ha-zois, hem tachshitim l'kdusha. They're tachshitim like around the tzavar. Zeh v'achilik sh'va ma'is ha-sheni, mefoy yish, okay, we'll stop over here. That's the Iki ha-yisoid, the shtickle over here that he says. And the end of the shtickle, he says over here, last few lines, because there's a certain mevinis that a yid has. Iki Yisoid is that the chumras of Pesach has a pshat, even when it doesn't have a pshat. That's the chumras. Ubazeh, we understand what's pshat that the Yidim was all machtim on Pesach. Every mishpacha has his chumras and his achen, even things which don't have a pshat, lavdavka have a pshat, but has a mokoim because it's an inyan to be makbid on what goes into the person achila. Since Pesach is a yom tov for birib achila, so you makbid on what goes into the person, what goes into your achilas. By afias matzahs, by baking matzahs, by the Rebbe's chavrocha, by the Rebbe's chavrocha is to take a see a gewaldike harvanie, a melus that he put in to matzahs in cold diktik sheba diktik. He put in beginning from the Mayim Shalonu. He used to go to be shoyv Mayim Shalonu the night before. He was shoyv Mayim Shalonu. He was busy with the Mayim Shalonu, not only the whole day, but for days before already, he was busy telling people that we're going to be Shoyv Mayim Shalonu this and this day, and this and this time, and this place. He was oisik and koching in the Mayim Shalonu Zach, the whole Mayim Shalonu, and then he went down there, the Av Mincha early, he went down to the place with the whole group of Yidden, the Achla, with the Kvutza, Chassidim. And he used to wait over there and stand over there. It was the simcha that he had in Shoyv Mayim Shalonu with the Gevaldi Gezach. People that saw it were mamish nisoyer from it. And then by the matzahs itself, he put in the Gevaldi Gezach as a matzahs until the last year's mamish. Not only the last year's. The last year's mamish, he slept and slept. The last year before he went to the hospital, he slept up steps, a place where the matzah bakery that they used the last, that year was on the top floor somewhere. They had to schlep up steps, but not regular steps. Steps that you go up from metal steps that you go up from outside, like a fire escape type of steps. Which for him was mamish, didn't even make sense that it would be possible. He couldn't walk in his house normally too much. Walk up the steps. He went down there, and they schlepped him up on the chair all the way up. Mamish Mesias Nefesh. And even afterwards, from the hospital, he used to come, I think a few years, he came still to Tafias and Matzis. On a wheelchair in the ambulance and the ganze, he wanted to be by the matzahs and by the matzahs itself. He was going around watching and pretty gewaldige koyches and afias and matzahs. He was very makbid. The minig in Radzin was kind of a few different minhagim in Radzin. First minig was the yidua de geminig that the rebbes were very makbid on Tana Rishi, the first Tana from the week to bake in the morning. Sunday morning used to bake. That was after a whole Shabbos passed by, more than 24 hours that the oven wasn't used, and he used to pay the bakery even for Mata Shabbos, because sometimes Mata Shabbos they rented out to people. He used to pay, but even Mata Shabbos people shouldn't use it. He paid for those slots until the slot on Sunday morning. Ati Dekach, there was one matzah bakery they used to use. He came one Sunday morning to, or maybe it was a new matzah bakery. He came Sunday morning, and he saw that a chabur just finished baking over there. Like my high, says what do you mean? They rented it from the person. The person rented it out to them. He got paid from the Rebbe that not to have anybody before. He paid for those slots, but in the meantime, he rented out to someone else also. Then the person, so the guy came over, said it's a mistake, but he's willing to give Tanarishin. He used to do Tanarishin the first Sunday after Chodesh Nissan. That's when he used to bake. And he said he'll give him the next Sunday. He says he can't bake in a place where you can't be Soymach on the Erlich guy from the Balabos. He doesn't know what's going on over here. He can't bake in such a place. He went to a different place, and that he never came back to that bakery. The famous story that he had with the Chazon Ish, with Rav Chaim Greinemann. Right. It's a long story. I don't know if it's Pechdei Shiyaz now. If you want, I'll say it. But just finished that second Kepeder Adzin. They used to bake with Razav and Matzis. I don't know what Razav is. Razav is whole wheat. I was also Kepeder to use the whole wheat matzis, which is the regular wheat. The wheat that most people you may make matzis is already manuke. It's already cleaned and things like that. He was very marked not to use cleaned out, but to use the whole wheat matzahs, and that's how he used to bake. And probably a lot of places bake with that. Where Nazim was a kepeda also. The story with the Tanarishan was very, 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 was Gans Posh. I don't even know the story, the Chazon Ish. I have to tell you the story, I don't remember anymore.
It's in that country.
Yeah, it's a famous story with the Chazon Ish, but the Hemshech of the story was, when he came one year to bake the matzahs over there, Rav Chaim Greinemann wanted to bake first. Rav Chaim Greinemann was there ready. He wanted to start baking. It was a mix-up because it was the Visions of Matzah Bakery, and the Emre Chaim, the Visions Rebbe was Nifta on Friday. Friday was the Levaya, so the bakery was closed. So Rav Chaim Greinemann, which was supposed to bake on Friday, came Sunday morning to bake because Friday was closed. And the Rebbe was telling that he has Tanarishin. Chaim Greinemann was telling that he's still from Friday. Then the Rebbe tainted that the halacha is brought down by Tkiya Shoifer. Tkiya Shoifer is brought down that if there's two people that have chazokas on Tkiya Shoifer, there's one person that has a chazok that blows the first day always, and there's one person that blows the second day. And let's say the first day falls on a Shabbos, it comes the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the guy from the first day wants to blow because he says, I blow the first day. First day was Shabbos, so today is my turn. He says, no, yesterday was Shabbos, so you have to work it out with Shabbos. Now today is my turn. I'm the second day. Today's the second day. Halacha v'gepaskin, the person on the second day, he has a chazokah because it's his yoim, and the first person lost because of Shabbos, whatever. The Rebbe Tanya, then the Ma'ase said, Nechnam, you have Friday, so you have to put you in somewhere. But the Ma'ase, now is my time. So the Mela, that belongs to me. So the Chaim Yemen said that the Chaz Nish said on the Rebbe, he's from the Anshi Hashem, so maybe he could bake after him. That was the whole Maisa with Chaz Nish many, many years earlier. Whoever wants to ask five or anything, you know the Maisa with Chaz Nish over there?
What this? You're talking about?
I mean, the first part. The first part was with the before the Chaz Nish. This was the second part with the Matzahs.
The Shalom Bayis. With
Shalom Bayis. So you'll tell it over to the Oilum afterwards. Okay. Yeah. But that's Boyfun Kloli. Boyfun Kloli. Certain menhagim that I remember about Maim Shalonu and Matzis and Zachen. Be'ez Hashem next week, speak more about the Seder and Zachen that I remember from the...
Just one Pesach. It's very quick. So there was also a Maisa once the Rebbe sent, unless I'm confusing or you're confusing, there was also one year the Rebbe was Choshed that they bake Matzah Shabbos, even though...
Right. So he said, that was the mice I said before. The Rebbe sent someone to take a look. I forgot that part. It's not that they came down there. He sent someone Motzei Shabbos. He had a chashad that maybe someone's baking in Motzei Shabbos. That was a psargosha he had. He sent someone down to take a look, and he saw there was a chabur there Motzei Shabbos. So he didn't come. So he didn't want to bake Sunday morning over there. Obviously, it's not tradition. But even though you promised him the next tradition next week, he didn't want to take it either. He said that you can't trust him, so you can't trust the whole bakery anymore. And that was Takadamaisa. That was Takadamaisa. That's when you're referring to Bible, no?
Yeah.
One thing the Rebbe was marked with every day to say the Nusi, Pashas Nusi, with the Hirotzen afterwards. Oh. Remember, from when I'm a little kid, he made sure I should say the Nusi, the Yom Rishon, the Yom Hasheni, with the Hirotzen afterwards. It was a big zach for him.
Good question,
huh? So, we can't say that. Yud Gimel, he said the Pashas from Baal Oyschel, first few Pesukim. Connected to Aaron HaKohen, Shevet Levi. That was on Yud Gimel.
It's okay. Yeah, Akasha. No, first, no.
What's Akasha? What's Akasha?
I said about this morning if we do it or not.
If
he
what?
Yes, not the Yurutsins, and now you got to answer.
All right, John Gamford.
What's Akasha? I asked about the Yurutsin, yeah. Lately, there's a chumra that you don't, if you don't read it, God and Radzin, they didn't read it from the Sefer Torah. They said it from the Siddur, whatever, from the Siddur. But the Yerotzen says over this, Shekarosi b'soyra secho pasha shalanosi ayoyim. Lately, I've seen that there are some places that are machmir, if you don't read it from the Sefer Torah, you don't say b'soyra secho. Shekarosi pasha shalanosi ayoyim. I saw it in some Siddurim. But the Rebbe said, Shekarosi b'soyra secho pasha shalanosi ayoyim, when he read it from the Siddur. They didn't take out the Radzin, they didn't take out Sefer Torah afterwards again. The English or the Hungarian places in the Galtiani, they take out Sefer Torah and they read the Nosi. They say they said about after davening, said it from a siddur, and they said that's something that I remember. Could be possible by everybody, but since I've seen the siddurim lately that take out the Pesach Secha, if you say it from a siddur, not from the Torah, Sefer Torah, so I felt it necessary to be madgish that.